Well, somewhat unusual beginning to the service. Lots of readings and responses. Our Lenten journey this year has taken us through the seven words of Christ on the cross. And so on this night, when we think about and we talk about the Last Supper, tonight's word on the cross is, it is finished. It's actually one Greek word, and it means it's complete. It's finished. And so I wanted to change the service just a little bit to try to put the sermon closer towards the end. Think about finishing. You know, it's not difficult to start anything, is it? How many of you started a diet on January 1st? How many of you finished your diet? Well, I finished mine. It wasn't supposed to be over, but it was done in my book. It's so easy to not finish. As a society, I look around and I see not finishing constantly taking place. We start exercising, and then it just kind of falls away. Some of us maybe even had Lenten things that we gave up, and I hope you're able to keep them. The will is so weak. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We find so many reasons to just say, I'm done. I guess I didn't make it. But that's not what St. Paul urges us to do. He urges us to hang in there, keep going, run that good race, get the prize. And we read over those words and we think, yeah, that's me, I'm going to do it. And if you're like me, I can only speak from my point of view, finishing has got to be one of the most difficult things to do. Adam was given a chore. Hey, it's all yours. The whole place, anything you want. Oh, don't eat from that tree, okay? But everything else is... And what happens? Zoned right in. Let's go taste that. See what it's like. Tonight, on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. It is over. Complete. The word that comes through here is tetelestai. And I just learned this week, tetelestai used to be written whenever there was a tax debt that needed to be paid. When that tax debt was paid in full, they wrote the word tetelestai across the paper, the parchment. Your debt is paid. There's no longer anything that's owed. And that's important for us. We need to know these things. Because when Jesus said, it is finished, there was still, right before that, a debt outstanding, the debt of sin. The sin of those who've gone on before us, the sin of the early church fathers, the sin of the Hebrews, the Israelites, and ours. And on the cross, Jesus said, debt paid in full. Jesus said, do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets. I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. He paid them off. And so when we hear the words, it is finished, and we're wondering, well, what's finished? Our debt is finished. When we put our lives and our trust in Christ, we no longer have anything to work towards. It's not about being good. It's not about showing up at the right time or wearing the right clothes. It's not about acting a certain way. Those are all fruits of the Spirit. But as far as your sins being forgiven, Christ paid it in full on the cross. How about it is finished? What bond does sin and the devil have on those who now are in Christ? None. It is finished. Yeah, Satan can still whisper things and tempt us, but Satan is defeated. He no longer has the power that you think he has. Christ defeated him on the cross. It is finished. Well, Pastor Whalen, what about sacrificing lambs? Shouldn't we take lambs over to Jerusalem and sacrifice them? No. It is finished. The ceremonial law that was in place during the Old Testament, where people went to Jerusalem, where they sacrificed on the altar, all those things were put in place to point to Jesus on the cross and what he would do as a redeemer and savior for us. It is finished. But I thought I read about us being separated from God. You did. But now that Jesus has died on the cross, it is finished. There's a reconciliation that has taken place. No more do we have to feel abandoned. No more do we have to think that God is far away, because he is in us. He lives in our heart. He is everywhere. It is finished. But what was the price of paying off that debt, of putting the devil in his place, of ending the ceremonial laws? The price was, and I bet you the kids would know this if I even asked them. If I asked you, you'd probably say, oh, I remember this from a First Communion class. What was the price? There had to be blood. There had to be a death. Something had to die, right? And who was that? It wasn't the lamb anymore. It was the perfect lamb, Jesus Christ. That was the price. So what a perfect word from the cross for our first communicants receiving communion this evening. You receive his body and his blood, the payment of what it took to end all that. You receive the body and blood to forgive your sins. You receive the body and the blood knowing that Jesus gave up his life willingly. And he walked all the way down that road to the cross without stopping, and he finished. What a perfect night to have this word for you three. To know that you are now reconciled again with Christ, and for all of us as well. Christ gave himself up in our place. He reconciled us back with God, and he guarantees all those who put their trust in him and their faith in him to have everlasting eternal life with him from this day forward. We have one more word to go. Tomorrow night on Good Friday. These last ones have come quickly as our Savior is on the cross. It's sad. It's a sorrowful moment. But at the same time, it's victorious, because all these things were put in place so that he could bring us back into a righteous kingdom. So when you receive your first communion tonight, I want you to remember that. That it is finished. There's no more work you have to do. You simply have to open your heart and receive the wonderful gifts that the Lord has for you from this point forward. Amen.